Hi, it's Dave. Today I want to talk about a failed investment I made in the company Box, and I want to share some of the lessons I learned. In 2018, I heard Chamath Palihapitiya's talk that he gave at the Sohn Investor Conference. I was looking forward to his talk because in previous years, he had pitched Amazon and Tesla as investments. Chamath speaks persuasively and he has a great track record as a successful investor. During his talk, he introduced Box as a potential 10x investment within 5 to 10 years. And it sounded like he had some real strong conviction behind it too. Box, if you're not aware, is an enterprise company that does cloud storage. Chamath pitched Box as a company that was in prime position to take advantage of AI or artificial intelligence and apply it to enterprise features. I had known about Box but never heard a case that they could 10x their market cap within 5 to 10 years, and Chamath's presentation was convincing. Chamath is also an insider in Silicon Valley, so I figured he knew Box intimately and its competitors. And because of his past picks at this conference, I was scared that tons of investors would buy Box stock and drive up the price before I could fully research and establish a decent position. So out of FOMO, or fear of missing out, I decided to buy some LEAPS, which are long-dated option call contracts, to buy stock at a certain stock price in the future. My LEAPS were for about 1.5 years out in the future and had a strike price of about 15 to 20% higher than the current stock price. I figured that would give me time to research more fully, and if the stock price ran up and I was convinced Box would be a big winner, then I could exercise those options into stock. Fortunately, I didn't spend a large percentage of my portfolio on those LEAPS, and I did understand the risks that I could lose all of it. But here's what happened, and here's the lessons I learned. Number one, I couldn't find conviction, but I let the options expire worthless. I started reading through Box's annual and quarterly reports and watching CEO interviews, but I couldn't find conviction in the company. They seemed like a decent company, but not a big winner. They executed okay, but not world class. And they were in a very competitive field with much bigger players like Microsoft and Google. The more I researched, the more I doubted that they could actually 10x their market cap in 5 to 10 years. But instead of selling my LEAPS as soon as I realized that, I doubted myself and concluded that Chamath must know something that I don't, and decided to hold the LEAPS, thinking that the stock might jump someday. They ended up expiring worthless, and it was a complete loss. And today, Box's stock price is lower than it was 2 years ago. All right, number two, every investor makes mistakes. Now, I respect Chamath, but I realize that he also makes mistakes, just as I make mistakes, and every investor on this planet does too. Over the years, I've learned to trust the process more. If I can't find conviction while doing my own research, then there's no need to chase other people's picks. Warren Buffett shared a great analogy where he says that investing is like baseball, except you can wait for 1,000 pitches until you find the one that you like to swing at. In other words, I don't need to swing at every pitch, and I really only need to swing at the pitches that I have personal conviction of, and that conviction was derived from my own research process. Now, I'm still open to receive recommendations of companies to research, but I'm a lot less prone to be influenced by other people's opinions. Number three, find the decade winner. It can be easy to diverge from my own investment philosophy when a successful investor or a billionaire pitches a growth stock. However, I've learned to keep my focus and not get distracted with B+ or A- companies. For me personally, I think B+ and A- companies are the ultimate distraction for me as a long-term investor seeking 10x or 100x gains. I'm not looking for the top 5 to 10% of companies. Rather, I'm trying to get outsized gains by investing in the top 0.1% of the most innovative companies out there. And there's not a lot of them. These companies have potential to be generational companies, infiltrating culture and the daily lives of billions of people. They are few and far between, and I've learned to keep my standards high. The difficulty comes when researching a new opportunity, and it's tough to see if this company could be a decade winner or not. And my approach is that it's okay to have a lower conviction early on and to purchase a small amount. Then I trust the process by continuing to research and seeing if my conviction grows or not. If my conviction for the company doesn't grow with more research, then I need to move on. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What's an investment mistake that you've made, and what lessons have you learned from it? Go ahead and share in the comment section. If this video has been helpful, please like it and subscribe to my channel to keep updated. One of the key themes of my channel is to do your own research, not to be swayed by herd mentality, but to build the quantitative and qualitative skills to evaluate companies and to build your own personal conviction. Because ultimately, you're the only one responsible for your own finances. If you're on Twitter, I'm at HeyDave7. Have a great day, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.